Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got a story to tell, to pass the time together. It was morning, time for me to go to work. I had made a cup of tea. I held the warm cup in my hands, in both my hands, warming them. I still felt sleepy, though. I would have liked to go back to bed, but it was time to go. Already, time to go. If I didn't leave then, I'd be late. I looked out the window and saw clouds in the sky. Heavy gray clouds. I didn't want to go out there. But I had to. I didn't have a choice. So you know what? I did it. I opened the door and walked outdoors into the cold. Our homes are very familiar places. If we see one little thing that's different, we notice it right away. On this day, while passing through my front door, I noticed a bottle in front of my house. It was a small and very smooth green glass bottle with a small mouth. I bent over to get a closer look. There was no label on it, and no top either. It was empty. It wasn't a regular piece of trash. I could tell it wasn't just a piece of trash, because it was so old. It had a shape that you don't see much these days. Nobody makes bottles like that anymore. I reached down and picked up the bottle. My keys were still in my hand. I was about to lock the front door when I saw the bottle. And when I picked it up, I dropped the keys on the ground. I looked at the bottle in the light that was coming through the clouds. There was a little bit of dirt inside. That bottle looked 100 years old at least. How did it get here, in front of my house? How did it end up here? I didn't know then, and I still don't know now. I turned the bottle around in my hands and noticed some bumps on it. The bumps were letters. They were hard to read, but I turned the bottle around until I could read it. It said "Young" on it. That's funny, I thought. It says young, but it's old. Young is also a name, so maybe that was the name of a company. Or maybe there was something inside that bottle that made you young again. Some kind of fake medicine that didn't really work. That's what it would have had to have been, right? Though I was almost late for work, I went back inside, cleaned the bottle, and filled it up with water. I thought, if I fill this bottle with water and let it sit for a while, maybe it will make me young again. I thought it probably wouldn't work, but I decided to try it anyway, just for fun. I'm 40 years old now, and sometimes my back hurts, but I like to have fun, just as much as I ever did. Maybe more. I still feel like a kid sometimes, and I still want to do stuff I did when I was a kid. So I think it would be nice to be a little bit younger, so my body matches my head a little more closely. And I do believe in magic. I really do. So I filled the bottle up and left it in the window over the sink. Then I hurried back out the door to the car. I put my hand in my pocket, looking for my keys. But my pocket was empty. Where did my keys go? I couldn't remember. I couldn't drive my car if I didn't have my keys. I couldn't lock the house if I didn't have my keys. I need my keys for work. I clean the local elementary school, you see. I'm a janitor there. A school janitor. I went back inside and looked all over the place, but couldn't find my keys. I was already late for work. Then I saw the bottle. I saw the word young raised up on the green glass. I saw sunlight shining through the glass and the water inside, and I suddenly felt so thirsty. I drank the water. It tasted much sweeter than water usually tastes when it comes out of my tap. Interesting, I thought, then continued my search. I was getting nervous about what my boss would say. I went outside. It was sunny now, not a cloud in the sky. And my back didn't hurt. And there were my keys on the ground right in front of my house. Oh, yes, that's where I dropped them, I thought, when I picked up the magic bottle. I locked the door of my house and got in my car. I felt strange and very short. I looked in the mirror of the car and saw a little boy. This wasn't easy to explain to my boss. Fortunately for me, he let me go play outside on the playground most of the day. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.